All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, Cole, as we've done before, but at a new place this time, we're going dumpster diving, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Different days, different dumpsters.
Mm-hmm. Another day, another day. Mm-hmm. Diners, drive-ins and dumpsters and dives. So I am out. We're here. Just I kind of picked a place at random, knowing that the game computer is very powerful. It's growing more sentient, especially since Derek merged with it during the Lost episode. And we'll be at the dumpster behind the P.T. Barnum Museum.
Yeah, he's just a real mixed bag, that guy. Mostly bad. Yeah, mm-hmm. Let's say mostly bad. What do they throw away behind the P.T. Barnum Museum? Probably a lot of pamphlets. Well,
pamphlets and pickled punks.
Ooh.
You know? Yeah. Things like that, like things from various freak shows and such. Yeah. Oddities.
And a lot
collections
of people,
Nine Inch Nails video props.
A lot of people, when they pickle their own punks and it goes bad, they drive them here and drop them off on the doorstep of the place.
Yeah. It's not like a kombucha.
It's like Nebraska. Like in Nebraska, where you can hand a kid over for adoption at age 16. So people drive from across the country to like just drop their shitty teen off at a fire station.
You're a Nebraskan now. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
What a life. This is not the dumpster for children, though. This is a dumpster for, kind of miscellaneous.
Yeah, the kid dumpster's
locked. Kid dumpster is locked from the inside to stop people from leave a kid, take a kid. So I figured we'd kind of just go dumpster dive and see what we find and see what the game computer has to say.
Okay. So let's go pick a peck of pickle punks.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, here, look, we got, this is, this is some kind of stuffed shaved animal.
Yeah.
You know, portrayed as a monster.
I can kind of see like that's got to be what, like a big rabbit.
Yeah, this is like a big rabbit.
Yeah, it's really just a big rabbit. They didn't even make a jackalope or anything. It's just a what if a rabbit was real big.
This one's a human. That's dark.
Yeah.
That's not a game.
Yeah. No, this is a groundhog with a skunk tail. Onto his face.
Relax.
Yeah.
here we go. Here's a classic. We got a Fiji mermaid.
Ooh, fun! I always get a Fiji mermaid mixed up with a reverse mermaid.
They're not that different.
Okay.
This one's small though.
Oh, huh. It's like a real little Fiji mermaid.
The game computer.
What?
It's vibrating.
Okay, it's like an itch game. A little Fiji mermaid doing like no. It's just pulling back. Huh, Ariel the Little Mermaid. Derek, God damn it. Anyway,
my name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
And welcome to After Suffering, where we... Cole, buddy, you forgot to mute your mic again. I can hear you eating those meatballs. Like, we can do a clean take, but you got to get this under control, my dude.
I mean, I can put more sauce on the meatballs if you want.
Lube it up. Put the sauce on your throat and then slide the meatball down.
I don't know if I could be covered with any more sauce, actually.
I think there are spots you missed.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah, sauce on the inside, like Bloodborne. Yeah. that spooky game about the Pizone.
Sauce on the Pizone doesn't have any sauce on the inside. You got to dip it, buddy.
The Pizone has some melted cheese on the inside.
I mean, melted cheese is not sauce. A sauce.
It's not a sauce.
Okay, it's in a liminal space between sauce and not a sauce. But if you go up to 10 people, no more than one of them would say that melted cheese is a sauce unless it's a queso.
I think melted cheese being a sauce is a more interesting, is a hot dog a sandwich?
Yeah.
Because if you melt cheese over something, you can like dip something in cheese.
Yeah, you can do like a sauce. You can do like a fondue, but it's like, I think of a sauce as being sauce-like at multiple temperatures. But even like a queso turns pretty solid if you leave it out for a while.
Really
it gets a skin, yeah.
It gets an awesome skin.
Yeah.
It gets like al dente in a way that I am here for.
I'm not. You got to take the skin off. Throw it into a starter again, kombucha. Yeah.
The queso that you get from Fire in the Mountain starts off too liquid.
Okay.
Like there's a specific window in which it becomes absolutely delectable. Mm-hmm. You have to like dive in on that window though.
A little bit
al dente.
Do you want to hear something that is like you would not expect this to be the case, but it absolutely is?
Sure.
Okay. Dairy Queen. They don't just sell you ice cream that doesn't have very much flavor. For $2 at a Dairy Queen, you can get 3 pretzel sticks and a small cup of like white, very slightly spicy queso to dip them in. It is mm-hmm. the best snack. It is a wow. very good snack. Dairy Queen pretzel stick with just a little bit of queso.
Well, I love a pretzel dipped in cheese.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I would There's prefer a beer cheese, but you know, you're not going to get yeah. that at Dairy Queen.
No. They can't do it. They can get an ice cream cheese. You can get a cheese dip. You can get a cheese with magic shell, but you can't get a beer cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah. But magic shell's a very funny concept because it's yeah, it's not that impressive, honestly.
I mean, it's a little bit like the queso of fire at a fire on the mountain, the famed Portland mm-hmm. wing place that you talk about.
Mm-hmm.
It starts out too liquid and then gets not liquid enough.
Just liquid enough and then becomes too not liquid. It becomes yeah. it has a real like mama bear, daddy bear, baby bear kind of sitch. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. From that fairy tale about killing kids.
Yeah. But I'll try and lube up my meatball hole a little bit more for you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Lube up the meatball. Patreon.com/duckfeedtv/lube.
What's lubing my meatballs?
What's lubing my meatballs? Fiji mermaids are so scary. I know we talked about that before, but I just did a Google image search for them because I wanted to scare myself a little bit.
I felt like being uncomfortable.
Like, why aren't these in a video game? Like a Silent Hill where these pop up.
I don't know. They look creepy in a way that I don't know if they would be as creepy if they were alive, but they got like the spindly little arms and stuff. So describe a Fiji mermaid to the listeners.
It's a fake mermaid hucksters would make, P.T. Barnum specifically. And the way they do it is by shaving a monkey.
Mm-hmm.
And cutting off its bottom half, mm-hmm. Doing who knows what with it, maybe making a Fiji reverse mermaid, and then taking a fish and sewing it onto the bottom.
Yeah. No.
So it's this horrible little creature with a fish tail. Like, it's like, what if mermaids were little monsters? I also just found out on Wikipedia in how they appear in popular culture, because I was trying to find a video game. They appear in a movie called Mermaids: The New Evidence, which is a sequel to Mermaids: The Body Found.
Ooh, that sounds like a History Channel, like a, you know, like mm-hmm. like the new History Channel in Ancient Alien shit.
Yeah, it's exactly that.
Yeah, it's Discovery Communications on Animal Planet. God, I love
criticism. Ooh, yeah. Has been criticized for giving the impression of being an actual documentary.
Yeah.
Love it.
History Channel has been criticized for giving the appearance. I forgot that Rainn Wilson was in House of 1,000 Corpses, but he's totally the guy mm-hmm. who was turned into a Fiji mermaid.
Yeah. Which is a cool part of that movie.
I like those movies that I like.
Yeah, the Devil's Rejects I've only seen the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Devil's Rejects is good. House of 1,000 Corpses is also good. Okay, so that's a Fiji mermaid. I don't know why they have not featured more prominently in games. I cannot cite a single appearance. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they make an appearance.
So, but they're horrible. They make the Piltdown Man look like bullshit.
They were like the Siltdown Man because they're just dirt at the bottom of a fucking river. We're talking about the Little Mermaid specifically, not the good Capcom one. I assume the good Capcom one because it was a Disney Capcom game made around 1990. I
played it to completion.
Okay,
it's cool. The worst of the Disney Capcom games, but it is still fun.
Still,
its only problem is that it's baby easy. So
still better than this horseshit. This is Ariel, the Little Mermaid. This was demanded on Patreon by Aaron, who says, "I used to make my mom go to Blockbuster almost every day to see if this was available for rental." They have two questions here laid out. Number one, why didn't my parents just buy it for me? And number two, why were they surprised years later when I came out as gay?
Well, I got your dad on the line. He's going to let us know about both of them. We started having surprise guests on Abject Suffering.
We kind of did.
And not just like, oh, Will, you know, like not just like big disappointments like that.
Yeah.
You know?
We kind of did when Illusory barged into the Discord channel.
That surprised us as well.
Yeah, we didn't clear. Yeah. That's the only way to do this. Like, we need to give somebody outside of us the power to just like, okay, you need to go to this Discord channel between mm-hmm. these times and just cut in and make honestly just make life hell for us.
Yeah,
yeah. Like if the patron who supported this, if their father was on, I would mm-hmm. find very little to talk about. I imagine
probably, like other than you just somebody, it would be real service level stuff, you know.
Somebody sent Everything to Guppy a email asking to be on the podcast. I don't know why we get those for Guppy and okay. not for other things, but I get those at my work email address.
Okay.
And they have a movie they're promoting. I do not want to buzz market it.
Oh, no, please don't.
But they said that they'd be available. Said, I would love to come on Everything to Guppy and discuss any topic you want. And that is powerful Guppy bait.
It is.
Like, I... You know, if Will and I were a little dumber, like we would take that on and just, you know, come up with some good shit to talk about with this person and not promote their film and not talk about Isaac.
Right.
And that would be really fun.
Yeah. They don't know what they're asking for with anything. Oh, anything you want. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, and that's what a weird offer.
Uh-huh.
You know, and why that podcast?
A podcast that has not had guests. It's had like I was accidentally on it because you catfished me into mm-hmm. it.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And then you've had, as far as I know, you've done like host swaps, right? Like you've had Brayden and Nick.
I've had to take 2 weeks off that podcast.
Yes.
Throughout it, where I've had a guest host come in and sub for me.
Yeah.
Because I was having life stuff of one way or another.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but just that is something funny that I hear other podcasters write about, which is the show that has never had guests getting guest requests from people who are mm-hmm. obviously doing like PR junkets.
Yeah, yeah, it would not make a lot of sense.
Yeah,
like I wish that we had had that. We just did for Halloween. We recorded a commentary for Halloween Hubie for Netflix Blind, and we should have had him on that episode.
Okay,
and it's been like, yeah, the concept of this podcast is we're going to watch Halloween Hubie and talk about it.
Right.
Join us for that, and we'll let you say the name of your movie at the end, and just take, you know, 2 hours of this guy's life.
Okay, you know, we're recording this shortly before Halloween. Everybody was talking about Halloween Hubie, like even on Twitter, and I was unsure if people were like, you know, like when you see an article about it, like on Polygon or whatever, I just kind of assume, oh, they were paid to do this. Like literally, this is just a, like it's in
Polygon was paid to do it.
Or it's just like
actors.
Yeah, well, the actors. Yes, they were.
When I see a movie, I assume people were paid to do this. Well,
I hope so. Anyway, yeah. No, but just like when you see people, when you see a website like write several articles about something like the new Adam Sandler horror movie, I think based on the title. You think, okay, they're being paid for, but I saw people on actually Twitter talking about like, oh, I watched Tubi Halloween. Oh, it's okay. Why would, like, is it good?
Are you asking why we did it?
I mean,
in like a lot of words.
In a lot of words. Why did you do it? Was it just for a joke? Was the movie any good? Do you think the other people who like were watching it? We're watching it because why do you think sincerely. Other people are watching it? Yeah.
Or were they also recording podcasts?
Possibly.
We did it because it's a movie about Adam Sandler like solving like spooky murders and stuff using an enchanted it's not enchanted, but it's an unlikely thermos that has magic powers. It's kind of like a superhero.
Okay.
And it's just, we've been trying to recapture, we wanted to do another commentary because we did one on cats and it was really fun.
Right.
And we were trying to find the right movie for that mm-hmm. that hasn't been movie clubbed to death.
Yes.
So like we didn't want to do The Room or whatever.
Right.
And this
right.
was new enough. In answer of if it's good, it is not.
Okay.
There are a couple of jokes that are kind of funny,
mm-hmm.
But it's largely a weird, predictable slog. And it has huge Joker energy, where a lot of the jokes are the fact that everyone in town is trying to make this guy a Joker, like by just abusing him.
Okay.
Like everyone is very mean to the simpleton.
This machine makes Jokers.
It's a real Joker factory.
Okay.
It also is kind of porn in terms of seeing a town do an amazing Halloween celebration during a year where I've had a hard time getting into the spirit because I can't go outside.
Right, right.
You know? And it's Halloween in Salem looks fucking incredible, and it made me want to move to Salem.
Yes.
So, because I'm sure they actually do it up. Like, I'm sure that it was exaggerated for Hubie purposes.
Uh-huh.
But I would also like, yeah, it's Salem.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's just,
you know, Museum of Witchcraft and shit.
For tourism purposes, if nothing else, it's probably like the spookiest pops
town.
Yeah.
Like, why do we both not live in Salem? Halloween year-round, you know?
I want to be near my family, and also it's cheap to live here.
What if Salem was cheap, and what if I moved your family to Salem?
Okay, fine. Cool. I like the Northeast.
Done. So. Wishmaster reporting for duty. Done.
Okay, cool.
yep. So when your family doesn't answer the phone, it's because you have the wrong area code.
Yeah. It's because they have no idea why they just woke up in Salem. They don't have a house or anything.
No. Yeah. They live in the city hall until they can work off their debt. It's like a Tom Nook situation.
It's like Stardew Valley.
Yeah, Family Crossing.
Jeez.
Animal Crossing.
Yeah. And everybody was talking about it because it was a new thing that people talk about on Twitter a lot. Okay. Gotcha.
I mean, there's no such thing as news. Like everything is that now. Like nothing doesn't be newsworthy. Like I know that I'm not the person who invented complaining about the 24-hour news cycle, but like it is 100% true that newsworthy is something that's become very devalued.
Yes.
And it's going to have real effects that lead us to approaching the end of the world faster.
Yep.
Because nothing has a tail. Everyone forgets everything really quickly. How far did you get in Little Mermaid? Did you get far enough to get to the ghost ship with the like absolutely amazing, incredible dancing skeletons?
No, I didn't. I got really frustrated and bored actually by the bad controls.
It's real bad.
Yeah. It feels like
if you thought Echo the Dolphin was too good.
I kind of like Echo the Dolphin. There's a certain joy and movement in Echo the Dolphin.
Oh, there's a huge joy and movement and misery in everything else. Like, you know.
Yeah, but the fact that, I mean, like, this is kind of like a game that is all the damn level a little bit, where you're just kind of, like, navigating around. You have a weak attack and a strong attack. All you can really do is, like, just vaguely inconvenience enemies so they move out of your way, and you're doing, like, a little, you're hunting around for dudes to pick up. Yeah, I didn't get past the first level. I thought it was, I thought this was bullshit, and I kind of got a little bit angry because it seemed like they thought, oh, because this is a game for little girls, they could make it bullshit.
See, that's the thing about the Nintendo version, is they, because it was a game for little girls, they made it really easy, but it's not unfun.
Right.
What you're collecting is the little worms that Ursula turns mermaids into, which then turn into full-size mermen when you pick them up.
Yes.
It's real weird. The second level, you go on a ghost ship, and they're just like, amazing, like, dancing skeleton pirates. It's just, like, really, really great enemy sprite design.
Yeah.
Who pop up in this. But it's a really bad game. Like, this is poor shit. And, like, why the Genesis? This is so muddy looking for, like, a cartoon. Like, this just looks like the Genesis color palette. Like, I know, again, that's not an original observation, but it was really hard to not make it just look like there's a weird, like, a brown filter on everything. It's muddy looking.
Yes. So. Yeah. Not a fan of it. I thought that maybe this would be in the corridor of, like, the Aladdin and Lion King. You know, Genesis games, which did manage to look kind of good, and you know, we talked shit about them previously, but like, at the very least, you know, they were not horrible. This is earlier than that. Also, it's like a worse team, you know.
But it
is Blue Sky, and they made the Shadowrun Genesis game, so I'm torn. No, I'm not. This game is awful.
Yeah, this is bad. They're capable of good things. It just this was a cash grab. This is a Little Mermaid tie-in. You know, a movie that presupposes, what if there is a normal sized mermaid?
I never liked The Little Mermaid. It creeped me out a lot, actually. I watched other, you know, Disney princess movies or whatever. It just, the whole thing of her going on land and losing her voice kind of freaked me out. and getting legs, mm-hmm. and I think Ursula kind of just put me off balance as a little kid. No, it didn't turn me on. Nothing about it was sexy. It always has like this weird like melancholy to it that I just didn't want to have in a Disney movie as a kid.
This was kind of like Disney's Renaissance's thing, you know. I felt like was that kind of tone, and those were the Disney movies that I watched Disney movies as a kid, but I missed, like, my parents didn't show me like the 70s ones very much, with a couple of exceptions. And then, so these were the Disney movies I ended up watching a lot of, was the Aladdin, Lion King, Little Mermaid, Corridor.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, I remember thinking it was okay. I think Under the Sea is a bop. I think a whole new world is there's one about being on land. That she sings.
There's a list of the songs at the bottom. I went looking for. There was a specific, like, super creepy Little Mermaid cartoon that I was that I watched as a kid. That I was trying to find so I could like post a link to it or something. No, there's Fathoms Below. Part of Your World is the other
part
one.
Of your That's world. A good one. There we go. Not a whole new world.
Yeah.
Those are all fine. I can't imagine being a 40-year-old man and just like watching this for fun.
No.
Shade if you do, but like I'm not. That's I don't care about the travails of this mermaid anymore.
Like I have like, progressed beyond.
I can't get too invested in what happens to this mermaid anymore.
Yeah.
You know, and the growing legs thing, you brought that up. That is real weird.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was making me think of, I got to run a horror game with my tabletop group again.
Okay.
Because it's real hard because only Riff really likes those.
Yeah. And Brayden, you know? Like actively doesn't, like he doesn't like creepy things. Yeah.
Yeah. It's difficult to do, but I really want to start or have a game happen where, and this is bad game mastering, I know, but at some point the characters are captured and knocked out. And I want there to be a salve that is applied to your skin. And when that salve is applied to your skin, if your skin touches other bits of your skin, it grows together.
Oh, no. So you're just like walking around trying not to let your balls touch your thighs?
Yeah, you can't let anything touch anything, right? Because really. If it's there for like 30 seconds, like your legs will fuse into one,
right?
Or your fingers will fuse into like a weird mitt.
Yeah,
you know, your mouth will close if you don't keep it open.
Your hands will auto tremain. Yeah.
Yes. That's what I was thinking about, and I was just like, that's creepy. Yeah. And I think that I would make them wake up, and that would be the case. And I think I could get a real subdued, like getting a reaction out of Levi. Is really satisfying because he's a really stoic guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think I could get a gross from him and I'd feel really good about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Huh. Yeah. Give it a shot. So hope they don't listen.
That'd be a bad cream. That'd be something in a bad cream.
can I get something, can I get something in a nightmare unguent?
Yeah. I was also thinking about, and then when I was thinking about this cream, cause it was my abject suffering, kind of workflow. Goes where I play the games and then bring up a bunch of links.
Right.
And then before we record, I just kind of like, you know, kind of free associate my brain.
Yeah. You reflect. Yeah.
I reflect. I think about that. So like before we heard this, we were recording about Battletoads. I was like a battling toad. Uh-huh. And that's what made me think about toad poems, Battletoad poems. And then I was thinking about this bad cream and I was thinking about a product called Creamed Meals. And I like creamed meals a lot. I think that's really gross and funny.
I mean, so picking up off of the gross food in The Simpsons, creamed eels, right?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I wasn't specifically thinking of that rhyme. I was just thinking about like, because there's creamed corn, there's creamed eels, you know, there's a couple other creamed meats.
Yes.
But I was just thinking about it as a general thing, like a section at a grocery store for creamed meals. Like any, you know, any meal, like hamburger, creamed hamburger and fries.
Oh,
you know, creamed ribs.
I mean, so like it's a little bit like the opposite of like what they do with Pringles, where it's like, oh, we're gonna make every flavor of Pringle, and by doing combinations with them, you know, like their Jelly Bellies or whatever, you know, you can make anything in your mouth. It is that but sans crispiness.
Yes, with the opposite texture.
Yeah. What if it wasn't? I mean, so is it specifically creamed? Is it sold in pouches? Also, could it just be sauce meals? Is sauce more marketable than creams?
in my mind, you don't add sauce or add this to anything.
Okay.
It's like a boil in a bag.
Yeah, kind of yeah. Like boil like a in a bag rice. Chip beef, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, chipped beef or just chipped, chipped pad thai.
Or like you know, just chipped Thanksgiving dinner. Yeah.
Yeah.
You see this in MREs where like, oh, this is this paste is beef Wellington. Yeah.
Yes. Or like if I watched a YouTube cooking show where somebody made a homemade mortadella. And ooh, you take, oh no. Yeah, it's pretty gross.
Like you take pork. How long do you have to wait for that to set up?
it's pretty gross, man. It did make me want to never eat mortadella again, which I previously kind of thought I liked. But now that I've seen how it's made, I'm like,
I only put up with something like bologna. If it's fried, because fuck eating raw bologna.
Fried bologna is good.
But like bologna is just slices off a big old hot dog. So
yeah.
You know, whatever. If I'm going to, unless I want to prove myself to be a hypocrite, I can't swear off bologna without swearing off hot dogs. And I'm not ready to cut hot dogs out of my life.
No, it would be, they're good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, anywho, creamed meals was the thing meals. I had.
I just like, I mean, I immediately just go to survival food, you know, just like,
yeah.
Oh, I've got 5 gallon buckets of different creamed meals for my bunker.
Yeah, I bought them from a mega church.
Yeah.
You know, or like the fucking Steve Brule special with the cans, the apocalypse cans. Have you seen that? The talk show? Good God. Which is like the miscellaneous horse stuff.
That's not too far off. Like if you've ever been to a military surplus or like survivalist place.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, they sell stuff like that. It's
preservatives are fucking incredible, dude. Mm-hmm. Like you can take any non-food thing and just make it like an infinite, you can make an immortal cream.
Yeah. Well, edible. You can turn anything into an aspic that will be forever suspended in between states of matter.
This horrible King Midas.
as long as you don't let light touch it, it's fine. Whoa, no. That's a different cream. That's a ring that you wear that you can't take off. Oh, no. Honey, I turned the kids into aspic.
honey, I aspic the kids. This is aspic of Billy, and this is cream Jennifer.
Cream Jennifer.
Fucking gross, dude.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. I don't like that one bit.
Yeah. What do you think about that? I mean, I think that you and I are probably both not into the what if we change the states of matter of food gastronomy kind of thing. Is there any of them that has you curious?
No.
Like I would like to eat a hot dog, but I do not want to breathe a hot dog fog.
No.
You know? That doesn't sound appealing to me.
I don't like the idea of eating a foam that is not whipped cream, you know?
Yeah.
Like this probably isn't the best part of my personality. I see that molecular gastronomy, you know, specifically like it's lampooned on the increasingly poor decisions of Todd Margaret or whatever. And I think that like, oh, that's like hoity toity. Like that food thinks it's better than it is.
I mean, it is hoity toity. It's a stunt, you know, it's a wealth stunt.
And I think that I do not have time for this. I do not have time to pump up this food's ego, so I'm going to go elsewhere.
Yeah. And just what is the appeal of like eating, you know, an egg that's a jelly? You know, it's really just like a detexturizer.
Yeah.
You know, like how things that have solid textures, what if they didn't?
Yeah. I also don't know, like I've only ever seen it in the context of parody. So I've never given a lot of thought to it because I've only ever thought that it was a joke. Like when they go in, like what's the show where they go to a bar and they get a shot bar of rescue? Vodka. They get a shot of vodka, but it's a vapor that they have to breathe in or something. Is that Parks and Rec?
Oh, gotcha.
I think it's a Parks and Rec
that happens in Parks and Rec. Yeah. It's real. There's a place in Portland that does it that I've never been to, which is weird because I'm such a novelty seeker and I could turn it into an episode of the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know why I haven't gone.
Because spending a lot of money on very little food that you don't have a guarantee of liking would probably be, it's not a good value proposition for a way to spend your time.
I think you underestimate my like desire for content. Like,
okay.
I'll do a lot of stuff because it creates content, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a Yeah, I also have that same feeling about it. And somebody's going to yell at us about it and be like, oh, no, it's actually good. Blah, blah. It's okay.
I'm sure if you had some really good, you know, food foam, you'd probably have a story about it and yell at us making a generalization. Please don't.
Having a real hard time with Adam Malona's signature preparation as an edible floral centerpiece called the Octopop, a low temperature cooked octopus.
Just
disgusting.
No.
I cannot handle.
Yeah. I think that, you know, food can be the textures that it should be. I'm a stick in the mud about food. Yeah.
Yeah. Melted cheese is as spicy as I want to get.
Melted cheese, but not as a sauce. Never treat it as a sauce.
No. Never put it on something.
Neither for me or for the gander.
Yeah.
But a queso sauce is really good.
It's only good if it's got a little Tex-Mex spice.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's bland.
Bring some pulled pork or some... What is the delivery in Hole?
What's that?
Bring some creamed beef. There's a delivery in Holes.
Oh,
in that bedtime store. Get yourself a
vegetable medley or a crudite. Yeah. Maybe one or two pounds of Black Forest ham.
Ham.
Yeah. unfilmable bedtime stories.
Ridged chips. That's what I was thinking of. Just get some dip. Make sure you bring over some ridged chips.
Yeah. Oh God! It's everything I can do today to not go and just watch the entire season.
Everything that we have on deck like that—that's all I want to do.
Yeah, no, all I want to do is read. Yeah.
Yep.
I need to blank that.
Yeah, you get yourself an edit. Yeah. It's not like I'm falling out of love with video games, but my depression and the current state of the world is such that, like, the inertia of just sitting down and reading the entire run of Ecstatics or sitting down and reading, you know, watching all of the Venture Brothers is really appealing to me.
Yep.
You know, so it is, things are bad.
It's almost like comfort media is comfortable.
It's almost as if. Do you ever think about the fact that mermaids always have salt water in their eyes?
I always figured that maybe they would have like a nictitating membrane.
Yeah, like a cat, like their third eyelid kind of thing.
Do cats have a nictitating membrane?
I don't know that it's a nictitating. I don't know your college words, but they do have a third eyelid.
Do they? Huh.
Yeah. If you ever have to give your cat like a tranquilizer,
okay,
for some reason, you'll probably see it. Like if you ever have to move and you have to drug up your cats,
okay,
you'll probably see their like weird third eyelid show.
Huh. Yeah, I've never seen that. When I brought Greta home after I got her fixed, you know, and I opened up the carrier and she tried walking out, it was funny for like 3 seconds. It's like, oh, she's stumbling. But then it got real sad. And I put down the phone because I was like, oh, this will be fun content. And it's like, no, actually, she's really trying to walk. And all she wants to do is be comfortable. So I'm going to like scoop her up and like put her in her bed and surround her with blankets so she doesn't hurt herself.
Yeah, it's fucking sad.
Yeah. it was fucking heartbreaking, actually.
Yeah, it's one of the saddest things that can happen. Like when we moved across country, we had 3 cats. They all got drugged, but only one of them like really took to it. Like it calmed Maggie down a little bit. It calmed Roars down a very little bit. Mm-hmm. He's a high stress cat. But Poet, my previous little black cat,
Poet was made of an absolute
mess. Yeah. No, opposite.
Oh, okay.
Poet, like the drugs just hit Poet. Like Poet was like pink elephant stumbling around, just like, and just confused, sad cries. Like, what's happening to me?
If a person goes in for surgery, like you understand, like they're going to put something in me and I'm going to, you know, whatever, somebody will take care of me. It'll be fine. Like there's not really
a hilarious meme.
There's not a tragedy.
This kid was scared of the dentist. Yeah.
there's not a tragedy to that, but like an animal can't understand why it's going through what it's going through. And I don't think might not be a scarring thing, but like, man, well, just
if you have any empathy at all, like
God, yeah.
Yeah. It's like, extremely tough. And that's the essential tragedy of owning a pet.
Yeah.
Because the fact that everything bad that will happen to them, they won't understand why. And if they were going to blame somebody, they would blame you.
Yeah. Because you everything know? Comes from you. All pain and all pleasure, all food and all water. Yeah.
The Omnifont.
Yeah.
You know, so if like, if Pocket has a bad day, mm-hmm. that's either because I did something or didn't do something.
Yeah.
And there are no other possibility spaces. So it is a lot of responsibility.
Yeah. It made me feel so bad in the moment that I felt bad for even thinking that it might be a fun video of like a stumbling cat.
Yeah. Like, and I keep winding up, Pocket lives in a rich world of imagination and spooks himself a lot. Mm-hmm. And he has a lot more room to run around and move around in this house, which he really likes. But it means that he'll be like going, you know, playing pretend or whatever in the living room, and I'll walk out from the bedroom and he'll see me in the hall and he'll sideways walk poof tail at me.
Yep. No, Dottie does that all the time.
Yeah. It's great. It visually mm-hmm. it takes me on such a roller coaster because I'm like, that's funny. And then I'm like, oh, baby.
Yeah, don't be scared of me. That hurts my feelings, yeah. actually. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want you to be scared of me. I want you to love me.
Yeah. Don't get startled and go and hide under that desk. Like, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. No, come hide in my arms.
Yeah. But then they come hide in your arms and Dottie. Oh, boy. She likes biting ears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love you. I am so happy that you're getting a dose of spice, dude. I know that's like Schadenfreude, like in a way, but like, yeah. I feel like the starter cat you got that trained you for this, that's just like all sweetness and love. Like time you got a little spice.
Greta was a little bit like rolling royal in Demon Souls. Papers.
Oh yeah.
What were you going to say?
It sounded like she's a little bit like rolling papers.
No,
I was like trying to figure out how that simile worked.
Nope.
Like,
Yeah. No.
No. But yeah, yeah, she's a beginner. She's mm-hmm. You know, the Mario.
Yeah,
and but she's Princess Peach and Mario too.
Yeah, but yeah, Dottie is a lot of sharp points on that girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Doesn't really, sometimes you can pet her. Most of the time, though, when your hand is anywhere near her, she opens up her mouth, not really to bite you, but just like to put your finger in her mouth. She wants to mm-hmm. she wants to wrap teeth her mouth inside around you. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I so think I'm, that you it's a big part of having a cat having holes put in you all the time.
Yes. And, no, I'm covered with many mysterious wounds in places where the cat never really could have gotten to. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Now we're on the same page finally.
Yeah. Yeah. At this point I'm covered with so many mysterious wounds that if I was also turning into a werewolf at night, I would not know.
Yeah. Yeah. No one would know.
No.
Thanks for listening to this.
Yeah. Thanks for,
I think we're done.
Thanks for demanding this, this game I didn't like very much, Aaron.
No, but it did remind me of the NES game, which I did like.
Yes.
Yeah. Fun to be reminded of things I do like. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it made me think about Fiji Mermaids. So, yeah. Hey, if you're making like an itch.io horror game, mm-hmm. doing one in a P.T. Barnum museum is a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
It's like the original SCP.
Mm-hmm.
If you like the show,
I just had the most, like, just the most depressing, like, just a banner, like, put up or a billboard, like, Ripley's Believe It or Not, the original SCP, like, trying to appeal to kids.
Yes. You've heard of Slender God. Man.
What about this very thin man? Yeah. Got a bunch of cigarettes in his mouth.
You've heard of the Slender Man. What about the dog-faced boy? If you like the show, head on over to patreon.com/duckfeedtv, demand or request episodes, or just get them bonus episodes and get them a week early.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There is plenty there to find. And we greatly appreciate you taking the time. Ratings and reviews and Apple Podcasts, always appreciated. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All the usual stuff.
Yeah. And what should they do?
As our friend Tom the Optimist on Twitter always says, until next time, and this is a picture of a needlepoint sampler, Lord loves a working man, don't trust Whitey, see a doctor and get rid of it.
Like that.
Umbasa.
Umbasa.